So we're going to learn from the Noam Elimelech, the teachings of Elimelech from Lizhansk. And we're still in Parashat Tazria. And we're going to learn from the first Ma'amar if you want to follow with us. So again, we're meeting the same verse, Ishaki Tazria V'Yalda Zachar. The woman climaxes first and she will birth male. So we're going to be dealing with this a lot this week. But there's another way of explaining it. There's many different ways of looking at it. The inaktiv yom leyom yabia omer. There's a verse in Tanakh that says, day by day, it will, so to say, leabia is to present itself or to say something in a way. Nireh lefaresh dine bnei adam olchim shovav bedeich libam. It seems, to you can explain it, that many people, they go in the path of their heart. They don't necessarily do the right thing or what it's supposed to be. Rather, they go where their heart takes them. And this is called achar shtutehem vehevlehem. They're going after nonsense and after empty things. Your heart takes you to many places that you don't necessarily need to go to. That's why when we read Kriyat Shema, it says v'lo tatur achel levavchem. Go, don't follow what your heart desires. And here he says, this is a hevel. Hevel is something that is empty. Shtut. Shtut is a nonsense. And many people, they follow their heart. As, en efresh etzlo. Kmo sheya mitneg yom etmol, kan ken hayom, ken machar. And the person that follows his heart, I mean, there's nothing wrong with sometimes following your heart, but when your heart takes you to a bad place, then it says that there's no difference in this person. One day, what he did yesterday, what he does today, what he will do tomorrow, then there's no difference here. V'lo yosif da'at v'sechel klal. And he will not grow or change or achieve anything. Every day, the same thing. Sometimes you see people, we're not judging now anybody right now, we're just stating a situation, and sometimes you see a person that they're not in a motion of growing. Rather, they go after their all the te'avot, all these lusts in their heart, one day here, one day there, one day here, doing nothing productive. But on the other hand, aval tzadikim alchim bedarchei Hashem itbarach. But on the other hand, the tzadikim, they walk in the path of Hashem. And we mentioned many times that the Noam Elimelech, when he defines tzadikim, he's referring to us. He's not referring to the great real tzadikim, rather to us, and he calls us tzadikim. So he says, but a person that walks in the path of Hashem, va'avodato, and what Hashem tells us to do, as kol yom vayom yavin v'yaskil yoter. Then every day gets a better day and a better day, and he gets more educated, more inspired, more refined. Ma shelo yaskil etmol. Today I'm much better than what I was yesterday. And tomorrow will be better. Why? Because I'm constantly growing and growing. And every day, my mouth, so to say, this is a metaphorical way, my mouth will say more wiser things. Because when I'm in a motion of growing, then my entire being is a more refined being than what I was yesterday. So needless to say, what would come out of my mouth will be more words of wisdom. And he says also, Imrei Noam bechachmot elokut. And not only that, much more pleasant. A person that is refined, he speaks calm, he speaks in a nicer language. I look at myself, how I am now and how I was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, every second word that came out of my mouth was a false word, a false language, all these curses and bad words, and the behavior, the everything, the way the person thinks. When a person walks in the path of Hashem, then by default, whether you want it or not, you're going to be in a motion of growing. And when you grow, then needless to say, you refine yourself. Aden tachlit. And there's no limit to how much you can grow. It's not that you say, okay, I grew for 20 years, that's it. There's nowhere to go from here. Till the last day of your life, you're growing and growing and growing. And even in your 70s and 80s and 90s, I know many people in their 80s and they look back and they're like, oh, when I'm in a much higher level than I was 10 years ago. וזהו יום ליום יביע אומר, this is what it means, the verse in Tanakh, that day by day will present, so to say, because every day when I'm growing, then I present myself in a much better place. Now the word yabia is to, not to present, but it's how I express something. I can express myself in a very nice, calm, refined way, and I can express myself in a very vulgar and not nice way. This is the word lehabia. And he says, yabia lashon maim teba'e esh shenesa kemin ababuot. He takes this word in Hebrew, lehabia, and he says it resembles the word in Hebrew, teba'e. Teba'e is when water boils, it does bubbles. In Hebrew, a bubble is bu'ah. And when you have water boiling, then the bubbles come up. This is called leba'abea, when a lot of bubbles come up. Coming from the word in Hebrew, bu'ah. Bu'ah is a bubble. Now what is this idea? Maim teva'e esh ne'esa kemina ba'abuot. When you put water on fire, the water starts bubbling. Hanigba'im lemala. And the bubbles, so to say, they go up. They become a bubble, they pop and evaporate. Kmo ken ha'tzadik b'chol yom ole lo amira ne'ima. The same way that the tzaddik. You put something, you put water is Torah, you put it on fire, excitement, then it will bubble and will evaporate and go up and up and up, which means that the work of a tzaddik, or the work that we do every day, if it's done the right way, the water is the metaphorical explanation of Torah, I'm walking in the path of Hashem, I add here the fire of excitement, then the result will be an elevation, like an evaporation of the water. I'm elevating constantly, and not only that I'm elevating my Torah to the world above, I'm rising above, and I'm rising above, and I'm rising above, and I become a much more refined individual. And every day, then I grow. To us, it seems like we don't grow. But if you look at yourself now, and look at yourself 30 years ago, that's a total different person. So maybe we have much less hair, but it's a total different person. Shlomo's not suffering yet from that yet. He's still a tzutzik. So, but in our ages, suddenly, you know, the hair starts falling out. It's a good sign, by the way. The more the hair first falls out, this hints, it shows, that I'm not joking, this is what the Kabbalah explains, that when a man bolds on the top, the mochin is getting very refined and the hair starts falling out. It's actually a good thing. And interestingly, you'll see that most people don't bold here, especially where the peot are, because the mochin here, the yetziah of the mochin is not coming from here, rather from here. And anyways, there's a place in the Zohar, it's talking about, very interesting, about the relationship between the color of the beard and the color of the hair. Black hair, white beard, black beard, white hair, very interesting. So, but nevertheless, day by day, as we grow, I mean, as we grow, we don't notice the change. But when you look back and you say, okay, how was I 20 years ago? That's when you see the growth here. But that will happen when you walk in the path of the Torah, because the Torah is the mixture. If you have fire and you want to grow, I know many people, they want to grow spiritually or emotionally, but they don't have the Torah. So they go to all these workshops, self-growth workshops. They go to see Tony Robbins and so forth, and which I have nothing against him. He's a great guy, great speaker. But just to make the example, many people, they're looking for growth, but you're missing the one element here. And it doesn't matter if Jew or non-Jew, the Torah is for everybody. And you need the element of the Torah in order to grow. You can't grow without it. So when I walk in the path of Hashem, then I constantly grow. That's what we want to. But a person needs to go from one level to another level to another level. You can't jump from level 8 to level 10. The first thing, you have to fix your attributes, your midot, your character traits. This is now we're in the spirit of Sfirat HaOmer. Why do we go one day, another day, another day? You can't jump in three steps. You have to go from one step to another. And the first thing one needs to do is to correct his character traits. לתקן המידות. We're learning about it a lot. ואת חטאת נעוריו, and to get rid of all the sins that what we do when we're kids. You know, before Shlomo asked, how come when we read the story of the Akedah, it says that Avraham Avinu left the two young men behind. It's referring to Eliezer and Ishmael. Ishmael was 50 years old. What are you talking about, a young man? He was already on his way to retire. Yaakov was, Yitzchak was 37 years old. Means Ishmael was 50. How come it says that he left the two young men? So the commentary says that Ishmael used to behave like a na'ar, like a teenager. Like a teenager is reckless, irresponsible, one day here, and don't know how to keep a job, don't know how to keep a relationship. It was like a teenager. That's why it says he left the teenagers behind. You're not in the, you know, still not in the level. So first, when I want to refine myself, I have to refine my character traits. I can't start working. I can't come to the to a level of refinement without me refining my character traits. And needless to say, I have to leave all the childish behavior, which is called chatot neurim, sins that it's more applying to teenagers, not to to our level. These two elements, these refining of the character traits and the leaving the sins of youth, they're called a female. Why a female? We'll find out soon. ואחר כך יבוא אל הקדושה העליונה. After that, once you refined your character traits, at least you started, and you got rid of all the sins of youth, then you're coming to a much higher level of holiness. This is called קדושה עליונה, a supreme holiness. הנקרא בשם דוחה, and that is called the male. Why? שהוא כלי שלם ומלא בקדושתו יתברך שמו. Because it's a complete and full vessel, and full with קדושה. And the kedusha of the kadosh baruch hu. That's why it's called a male. וזהו אישה כי תזריע פירוש אישה מזרע תחילה. And that's what it means when a woman will climax first and she will bring, will give birth to a male. Rashi explains, דהיינו שיתחיל מקצה התחתון לתקן את אשר פגם. That a person, Rashi explains, that a person has to start rectifying from the bottom what he damaged. And the result will be Yalda Zachar, giving birth to a male. Why specifically a male? Yavol Kedusha Rabba Nikra B'Shem Zachar. When a person takes his rectification seriously, then he starts from the bottom. 17 years ago in a week, I was another regular individual that grew up with no connection to the Torah, with no knowledge in the Torah, and no desire to be connected to the Torah. I knew I was Jewish, but that was it. Never did Kiddush, never celebrated any holiday, never did anything. Needless to say how I looked 17 years ago, with body full of tattoos and long hairs and earrings and piercings everywhere, completely like a Ishmael, reckless and irresponsible and with no responsibility for anything. And in one shot, everything changed. It changed as a result of a near-death experience, but the point was that I got to a point that I was like, okay, I have to do a change. Now, the change cannot be done, in Hebrew we say chafif. Chafif is not putting too much emphasis into it. I was like, no, the change has to be very thorough here. It's not just putting a yarmulke on my head and saying, okay, I'll now be a better person. I'm in a very calculated way. I was like, the change has to be very thorough and very calculated. It's not going to happen overnight. It took me 3 years just to start becoming a little bit closer to the Torah. But I knew that the first thing that you want to clean the garden and you want to take out the weed, you have to take it out from the roots. You can't cut it from the top. It's going to grow again. So my change was in a calculated way. First, I have to go to the root of the problem. And after I get rid of all the junk, then I can start, I have a clear surface, then I can start working on myself. So the first and most first thing that I did was getting rid of all the junk in my life, whether it was drugs or alcohol or cigarettes or all the dependencies on different things. The first that I had to just get rid of everything. I was like, I can't do anything if I'm still controlled by anything in this world. I can't do nothing. I quit smoking, I quit everything. And why? Because my mind was strong that I'm making a switch. That's it, no more cigarettes. No more cigarettes, there's no more cigarettes. That's it, no more cigarettes for one day. That's it, I'm not a smoker anymore. There was a switch in the mind and that's it, it's over. Then came the next level. I was okay, I have to get rid of all the bad character traits. How can you become a servant of Hashem when you lie, when you cheat people in business, when you talk bad about people, when you curse, when, I'm not talking right now stealing, I'm talking about basic things. So why am I saying that? Because when you want to really do a tikkun in this world, and each and every one of us reaches a point in our life that reality is faced, we're faced with reality, and we say, okay, what am I kidding? Where am I going with my life? What, I'm going to end up in finishing this world 60, 70, 80 years and didn't achieve anything? And then you have two options. How are you applying the change? You can apply the change in a very, not sophisticated, very thorough way, very responsible and mature way, or you're like, whatever comes, I'll do. So here he says, when a person wants to really rectify their problem, it has to be done from the bottom. This is Rashi saying, it's not me saying. Rashi says, from the bottom, makatzeh atachton, from the bottom to the bottom, then you start climbing up. But when you do that, then you reach to the level of zachar, of a male, what we said before. This is kedusha elyona, that it's the vessel is a whole vessel, and you're able to hold entire kedusha coming from Hashem, the holiness of Hashem, without any blemishes. And that's why it says in the script, "Mefaresh haketuv v'tam'a shivat yamim." If the woman climaxes first and she gives birth to a male, then she becomes impure for 7 days. That's what the script says. We just read that yesterday in Mincha, and we're going to read it tomorrow in the morning. That if she climaxes first, then she will give birth to a male, she will be impure for 7 days. Well, why 7 days? First, you have to rectify what you damaged in the seven levels that what we're now doing in Sfirat HaOmer. There are seven Sfirot. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut. When I do a damage, it damages the Sfirot. So first, I have to make a rectification over there. Shezeh nikra b'shem tuma. This is called impurity. When I damage the Sfirot, this is called impurity. Rotze lomar, what is he saying in other words? Shistakel ma shetimeh v'adeichan kilkel. When you want to make a rectification, you have to see how deep the damage went to and how bad is what you made impure. That's when you want to evaluate the damage. When chas v'shalom there's a damage, you need to bring a professional to evaluate the damage. So same thing here. I stopped myself at the age of 27 and said, okay, I got to do tshuva. Now let me evaluate the damage to see what was the damage in the last 27 years. I don't know what the damage is right now. I have to evaluate it. Uvayom ha-shmini, then it says, uvayom ha-shmini imol, in the eighth day he will be circumcised, the boy. Saying in other words, ve'az yavo l'kedusha al-yona, shi madriga shmini lemala lemala. If you stop yourself, doesn't matter how old you are, you can be 20, you can be 50, you can be 80, it doesn't matter. But when you reach to the point that you say, okay, I want to reach a rectification, I want to look back at my life, I want to evaluate the damage, now I want to rectify it, I want to refine it, I want to change it. If you do that from the bottom up, you'll reach to the eighth level, which is what's called Kedusha Elyona, a very high level of Kedusha. It's above the nature of the world. Why? Because the eighth level is called above the world, Lemala Mala, it's ascending above the world. Then the verse says, Imol basar arlato. And again, we're quoting here what the verse says. That the woman climaxes first, she gives birth to a male, then she's impure for 7 days. Then on the eighth day, Imol basar arlato. They will cut the foreskin of his, how do you say, orla? The foreskin, right? Then you cut the foreskin. V'yulo machshavot kedushot v'drakot bo yitbarach. Physically speaking, is on the eighth day you circumcise the child. Spiritually speaking, when you reach to that level, you remove the foreskin from your heart and your mind. The foreskin is some power of impurity. Now, if I have not pure thoughts and not pure intentions and not pure speech and so forth, it means I still have the foreskin on my heart and on my mind. And it doesn't mean I'm a bad person. But if you find yourself that all day long your thoughts are taking you to very not pure places, then you know this is still what to work on. And again, it has nothing to do with age. You can be 20 and you can be 50. But that's the indication. If during the day your thoughts are pure, pure thoughts, clean thoughts, your speech is pure, you know you're doing much, much better. Before I became observant, I told you every second word that came out of my mouth was a curse. We don't have to start now saying the acronyms and the abbreviation, the A word, the B word, the C word, and all these words. But every word that came out of my mouth was a curse. So at some point I was listening to myself and I was like, look how I sound. How do I sound to other people when I add all these adjectives? I probably sound like a, I don't know what, I don't want to even define it. I decided disgusting myself that I have to talk like that. Now, unfortunately, and I started working on that. I was put a lot of awareness not to use these certain words, which took a while to refine the mouth. That's why I had an issue with praying for so many years in the beginning. I was like, how can I pray to the Kadosh Baruch Hu that a minute ago I cursed and used all this false language? But unfortunately, you see that people, they can be in a much more refined way. They'll go and bump their leg into the corner of the table and woof, throw a word. Instead of saying, ouch. Why are you saying, why are you cursing the...
Because I'm angry that I didn't see the table there.
Yeah, so, but by the word. It comes out usually a not nice word that defines certain things that are not appropriate. Why? Say, ouch. Ooh, whatever. You know, sometimes somebody cuts you in the street. Not you, but a driver, somebody will cut them. Ooh, you curse their mother, the whole family are cursed now with all diseases that exist in the world. So when you see that the mouth is still throwing out words that are inappropriate, then that's your indication. Okay, I still didn't remove the foreskin from the mouth, from my mind, from my heart. This is to remove the foreskin. This is, of course, talking about mystically. So when I refine myself and I reach a certain level, my thoughts become pure. I look at a woman, I don't see her as an object. I see her as a human being. I don't think of her right away of what most men will think. Your thoughts are not taking you to the bedroom, excuse me. Your thoughts are like, okay, that's another human being, and how can I help this human being? So nevertheless, you want to reach to a point that the refinement is that your thoughts are pure, your mouth is pure, your speech, and needless to say, your action. Yimol basar alato, the foreskin will be removed, meaning that the thoughts will be holy. And when the thoughts are holy, it means that you are glued to Hashem. If you have holy thoughts, it means that you are attached to Hashem. You have unholy thoughts, it means that there's still a long way to go. Vezeu ma'alei nesiim mikzeh haaretz. Here he quotes a verse also from Tanakh that he elevates, so to say, the leaders. The Nasi is a president, Mikzeh Haaretz, from the end of the land. Nasi, I mean, in our days, Nasi is a president. Donald Trump is a Nasi, he's a president. But in the times of the Torah, if you remember, when the Nasiim, the heads of the tribes, would come, they would call the Nasi. Up until today, it's used in the Torah world, Nasi, the head of a congregation. So, but usually, who will be in that position? A worthy individual. And there's a verse that says, Ma'ale Nasiim, he's elevating these people from Mikzeh Haaretz, from the end of the land. Ktiv b'Torah, it says in the Torah, Ve'amar ha-ketuv Ma'ale Nasiim pirush shetzich la'alot ma shechiser. The word Nesiim is missing a yud. If you see how it's written in the Torah, it has to be written with two yuds, but it's written with one yud. What is the hint here? That you have to elevate what is missing. Mikze aretz, what does it mean, the end of the land? Mikatzeh atachton, from the bottom part, shekilkel, wherever you damage, mitchilat katzeh arishon. You always have to go from the beginning. You can't go from the middle or the end. The verse continues, brakim lamatar asa. Today we had a thunderstorm in the morning. A barak is a thunder. It says, brakim lamatar asa. Thunder comes before the rain. Perush, in other words, v'achar kach yeh echol lashpi olam hashpaot tovot. First comes thunder, seems very negative, but it brings rain after that. Rain is a positive thing. It gives a shefa, a good abundance, a good blessing. So basically saying, in other words, to summarize what we were doing, then we'll continue the rest tomorrow. The rest is, the other part is not really connected, but basically saying, in other words, that there are two types of individuals. One individual, like we said in the beginning, goes after their heart. And that's a behavior of like a teenager, reckless, irresponsible, and so forth. That one day I'm here, one day I'm here, one day I'm here, and you don't have to be 17. You can be 60 and still behave the same way. But there's another person who says, no, I came to this world to refine myself. And I came to this world not to just waste my time, I came to do something in this world. A, to refine myself. B, to elevate to the world above my actions, and also to make the world around me a much better place. Not that I'm looking to have on my monuments, on my matzeva, he was a great father, that's not what I'm looking for. But I do want, if I'm already lucky enough to have a wife and kids, that I should be a good father. And if I have a wife, then I should be a good husband. And if I have friends in my congregation, then I'll be a good friend, and so forth. I shouldn't have any agenda to be the one who's not the good one. So, has to reach to a point that I'm, so to say, analyzing my life and saying, okay, from this point on, I'm changing. And this can be done at any point in your life. This is the advantage of us in this world, that we can do tshuva at any given moment. I don't have to, there's no age limit. At any given moment, I can stop myself and say, no, I don't like where am I going. I don't like where this is taking me. And I want to change. How do you change? You change from the bottom. We started, we're saying, first of all, getting rid of all the sins that are youth, sins of youth, nonsense, and refining my character trait. And I'm not saying this is easy. I'm not saying that where you wake up in the morning and you, everything is like how we say in Hebrew. In English, it doesn't sound so good. In English, we say, lekek dvash, licking honey. Licking honey means life is easy. And this is not easy. It doesn't mean that it will be easy. You have to work hard on refining yourself. But when you refine yourself and you get rid of these foolish sins that you don't really need to, you reach to a much higher level, to a level of Kedusha. What would be the end result? Well, how we concluded by saying that when you refine yourself, you become the one who's bringing a Shefa into the world. You're becoming a source of goodness. You're becoming a pillar that people look at you, you influence people, your kids, your grandkids, your friends, your even strangers. That's what you want to become. You want to become a mashpia. A mashpia is a giver. That's why it says that if the woman climaxes first, meaning that I initiate an action here, the result will be a male. A male is a giver. I want to become a giver. I want to be a good father. I want to be a good citizen. I want to be a good Jew. I want to be a good everything. It's a very childish, or like it says here, na'ar, like a youthful. I don't know if you can say youthful, but a youth way of thinking. I don't care. You see teenagers, and unfortunately, sometimes it goes to people into their 30s, 40s, and 50s. That I don't care. You should care. Sometimes I see people walk in the city, they throw garbage on the floor. Just now, a few days ago, we went somewhere. We went when my parents came and visit. We took the kids to ride horses. We went to this beautiful ranch here outside of Tzfat. And we see a bunch of people going, and one just took a bag of junk and threw it on the floor. Now, my mom is Australian. She has the Australian manners, but the Israeli chutzpah. She took the bag, she picked up the bag, and she told the man, why are you throwing this on the floor? Are you expecting somebody to clean after you? But she's saying it in a polite Australian accent, so it doesn't sound so rude like an Israeli. And after all, she's in her 70s, so it comes out in a completely different way. But she was like, I can't stand this. Why you can't go 300 meters and throw it in the garbage? You have to make the ground full of garbage.
I've literally seen Israelis take the trouble to pick up trash and then throw it in the water.
Yeah, that's even more disgusting. So, you know, this is I don't know the word in English. I don't know if to say childish behavior, but it's a behavior, a reckless behavior like a teenager. Teenagers are like...
Immature.
Yeah, because... So, needless to say, you want to get rid of all this habits and the attitude, because we want to climb to a much higher level. We want to be refined, and needless to say, the bottom line is that when I reach to that level, I become the male, the giver, and I can give the good education, good influence, good blessings, and so forth. And that's what we want to. So when we take the Torah, that yes, the Torah comes as a story or as rules that don't make much sense. But we like looking at more of a deeper explanation of the Torah, and we just got a little hint that doesn't matter who you are, where you are, and what your age is. Our agenda should be that today it was a good day, but tomorrow has to be a much better day. And the next day will be a much better day. And better day means with how I conduct myself and how I put myself out to the world. It's a very childish and immature way of saying, I don't care how the world sees me. I don't care if I'm good to the world, I'm bad to the world. And sometimes I see now we're helping this lady that her husband just left her with 7 kids, very immature. He just doesn't feel like being in this relationship. He just gets up and leaves. Well, I don't understand that. You have 7 kids. You have a wife that is depending on you. You just get up? What, because you found a young lady and you want to have some fun?
Midlife crisis.
Yeah, this is not more than a midlife crisis. It's just being very irresponsible. You have 7 kids that are worried and they need you. And so we got to understand that with the midlife crisis, we all have crisis, but you pick yourself up. And I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm just saying what needs to be done. Needless to say, the Torah is giving us the hint that when you initiate something, it's all about you initiating. You can't be lazy. A teenager is lazy. Teenagers sit on the couch and they look at the screen or they go like this or whatever they do. And they don't want to initiate anything. So the Torah comes and tells you, listen, the one who gains here is you when you initiate. If you're going to be lazy or childish or immature, nothing's going to happen. And you know what's going to happen? Instead of going higher, you go backwards, you go lower. And every day will become worse and worse and worse. And then you find yourself in a pit that you can't even get out of. Rav Hashem, we should merit to use this time of Sfirat HaOmer to elevate ourselves, to grow spiritually and mentally and emotionally and physically, so we can become givers to the world. I mean, the world needs as many people that are kind and good and courteous to be givers to the world. Amen. And Bezrat Hashem, when we initiate our act, our part, Hashem will initiate His part, and Bezrat Hashem, we will hasten the redemption by initiating acts of kindness in this world.